KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. CAL FIRE and local Amador fire agencies were called out yesterday for two small spot fires. The first fire was reported just after 4 in the afternoon off Jaboom Street in Fiddletown. The fire was quickly contained to a small spot of grass. The second fire was reported last night around 9:45 off Sharon Court and Mark Drive outside of Pine Grove in the Bowman Track. That fire was extinguished at a 20 by 20 foot spot. CAL FIRE says the cause of both fires currently under investigation. Well, Chausey Indian Grinding Rock Park was closed for a short time Saturday afternoon following the discovery of a suspicious device. According to the Amador Sheriff's Office, around 1:45, the dispatch center received information that a suspected explosive device was found on park property. The area was immediately cleared, and deputies set up a perimeter around the device. The Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team was called in to assist. After examination, the suspicious item was rendered safe by the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team. This investigation is ongoing, and the Amador County Sheriff's Office says no additional information will be released at this time. Well, a railroad flat man is wanted following a vehicle chase in the railroad flat Wilseyville area. According to reports, a Calaveras sheriff's deputy on patrol spotted Jacob Main driving a pickup on Ridge Road. Main is wanted on a felony warrant stemming from an earlier arrest for evading, possessing stolen property, and elder abuse. The deputy tried to pull the truck over on Ridge Road. Instead, Main hit the gas and the deputy gave pursuit. After reaching speeds over 65 miles an hour over several roads, Main turned north on Railroad Flat Road, heading towards Wilseyville. Near Noble Road, Main abruptly stopped the pickup and jumped out, running down a steep embankment. The truck rolled back into the ensuing patrol vehicle, pinning the deputy inside. Backup arrived on the scene, including a CHP helicopter, but despite the best efforts of the deputies, Main was able to escape. A search of the pickup turned up about 60 grams of methamphetamine, 29 grams of heroin, hypodermic needles, and a loaded 9mm handgun. The sheriff's office is submitting new felony charges against Main, and anyone with information on Main or of his whereabouts is asked to call the sheriff's office at 754-6500 or the anonymous tip line at 754-6030.
Well, the state's insurer of last resort ordered by California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara to offer more comprehensive coverage for homeowners who can't buy private insurance because they live in areas threatened by wildfire. The new order stems from a lawsuit against Lara after he wanted the plan to also cover things like water damage and theft. The Fair Plan Association sued, arguing state law only requires them to provide, quote, basic property insurance. In July, a state judge ruled Lara had the authority to order the Fair Plan to offer the coverage. On Friday, Lara ordered the plan to start offering extended coverage. The Fair Plan Association could appeal the judge's decision. The California Fair Plan sells insurance to homeowners who can't purchase it through no fault of their own. The plan is mandated by state law, funded by insurance companies.
And California will strike the word alien from its state laws, getting rid of what Governor Newsom called an offensive term for a human being that has fueled a divisive and hurtful narrative. Newsom on Friday signed a law that removes the word from various sections of the California state code. California passed laws in 2015 and 16 that removed the word from the state's labor and education code. But the law Newsom signed on Friday finishes the job by removing the word from all state laws. The word will be replaced with terms like non-citizen or immigrant. In April, President Biden ordered federal immigration agencies to stop referring to migrants as aliens. The change is California's latest effort to modernize the language of its laws. Newsom signed laws earlier this year to insert gender-neutral language into state laws as well.
Well, the University of California Cooperative Extension invites adults interested in helping others that want to learn gardening and landscaping to apply to train as a Master Gardener volunteer. Master Gardener volunteers learn University of California science-based info, then share that knowledge through the community. UCCE invites potential applicants to attend an orientation meeting today, 10 a.m. in Placerville, or October 19th, 4 p.m. here in Jackson. Any adult resident of Amador or El Dorado County can apply to become a Master Gardener volunteer. Classes begin January 6th, run through March 24th. Training will be virtual and have opportunities for in-person, hands-on applications. Applicants need reliable internet access. Most communication will be done through email and web-based learning. The 2022 Master Gardener Volunteer Training fee is only $200, can be paid online or by mail. For details, contact your local UC Cooperative office here in Amador County, the number 223-6838.
And Caltrans will begin work this week to replace a ditch and install a drainage culvert near the junction of Highway 124 and 104 in Ione. This project will extend the service life of the drainage system and ensure traffic safety, reliability, and the integrity of the highway system. Construction is scheduled to begin this morning at 7 o'clock and continue till 5:30 in the evening, Monday through Friday through mid-October. One-way traffic controls will be employed, and there will be an escort for pedestrians around the construction zone. Motorists, you can expect 5 to 10 minute delays. Take an alternate route whenever possible. And, as is the nature of work like this, it is subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment, and or materials.
And the Calaveras Public Works Department closing a road in San Andreas today for tree removal. There will be a complete closure at 312 Lewis Avenue between 8:30 and 4. Emergency vehicles allowed to pass through. All others must adhere to the marked detour. The closure will run from 300 feet east of California Street to the intersection with Foothill Court.
And you can give the gift of life today with the Veterans Community Blood Drive. You can donate between 10:30 and 5:30 today at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. Now, donors are encouraged to make an appointment, but you can just show up. Remember, please bring a photo ID. Eat well, drink plenty of water prior to donating. There is a waiting area outside, or donors also can wait in their cars. You must wear a mask. Now, for more information, 304-8770. It's sponsored by the VFW 8254, Disabled American Veterans 188, and the American Legion 108. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.